Oh. Avi, thank you so much, Avi. Amazing, amazing. Oh. I want to focus on today a little bit as Chanukah's were literally Erev Chanukah. It's right now, literally, Mirtz Hashem, tomorrow night, it'll be Chanukah. Mirtz Hashem. And one of the things that I just want to share, we've been speaking a little bit about this, but I want to go a little bit deeper, a little bit focus on it a little bit more. I have Bez Hashem, hopefully by tomorrow you'll have a list of things to focus on that I write out a tefillah. It says, as I'm looking at the Chanukah Neiros, just that everyone knows, there's an Inyan, there's a concept to stare and to look at the Neiros Chanukah, and it's very, very holy, because we know the aur of the Chanukah candles, that light, is a very holy light from the Aur HaGanaz, from the light of Yemei Bereishis. The light, it's not a physical light. Vayihi aur was not a physical light, because we know the lights, the Ma'oris, the sun and the moon, were on the fourth day. The lights, Vayihi aur, is a spiritual light. V'har einenu b'sorasecha. When you learn Torah, when we all learn Torah, so there's a aur. Ki ner mitzvah v'torah aur. A mitzvah is the candle. Everyone knows what a candle is. A candle, anyone who learned Masech the Shabbos knows that a candle is not the light. The candle was is the kli that they used to put. The candle is the aur, is the light itself. The aur itself is the Torah, is holy, is spiritual. Like we said yesterday, it's spiritual, it's ruchni. When a person learns Torah, right, could you bring a Gemara in the bathroom and learn the Gemara if you don't understand what the Gemara is saying? Of course not. Could you read Torah in the bathroom if you don't know what's going on? Why can't you? Because it's actual spiritual. You can't take, right? If you have a Seamus, what are Seamus? You have a document, you have something that's written, a Rabbi Kiva Eger, or something that has Torah on it that you don't know, you don't understand it. You can't crumple it up and throw it in the garbage can. Why not? Because it has intrinsic holiness to it. There's intrinsic. Intrinsic means you don't have to work on the holiness. You don't have to work on it. Most things, a person, in order to achieve the holiness in a certain way, right, it's a little bit Ari, the Beis Yaakov that we learned, the Ishbitzer, that there's an intrinsic holiness and there's a holiness that you have to work on. right? We have to, when we work on ourselves, we bring holiness. But there's also intrinsic holiness. Intrinsic means that you don't have to do anything. And there's holiness to it. When we light the candles tomorrow night in Mirtz Hashem, when you'll see the candles themselves, and it's like a funny thing. Let's say I lit a candle tonight. I just lit a candle, and I stare at it. It's not a holy thing. But tomorrow night, Chafei Kislev, when we connect to it, it then becomes holy. So one of the things that I write over here, and this is what I want to talk about a little bit, and this connects a little bit to your own light. But one of the things I write over here is, let me see Hashem in everything. It's one of the blessings when we look at the light. Why? Because if we would be able to, V'harineinu b'sara secha, if we would be able to see Hashem in everything, like the Chafetz Chaim says, you would never be angry. You'd never speak Lashon Hara, never be angry at anyone. Why? Okay, the Kash is, would you be angry at Hashem? Okay, that's a different conversation. Why? Because you know that the person didn't do anything to me. It's Hashem. The situation, right? On Rosh Hashanah, it was Nechtam. It's this week's parsha. Vayhi miketz shnasayim yamim uparo cholim. The tzaddikim tell us that uparo, paro is malashon peraon. I've said this before, which means what? They say uparo, that a person is always being paid back or has to pay back. A person is constantly, all the time, you're either paying back for something you've done, you're getting paid back for something that was done to you. You're right? Why do I have to suffer? You're suffering because either you're going to get paid in the future for your suffering, right? Like I always say, you get what you pay for. You also get paid for what you pay for. You're going to get paid. You get paid. You'll get payback. You're always getting payback. You never have to worry about it. You're always in a matzav. A person is always in a situation of payment or paying. If you're suffering, Hashem will take care of you in the future. If you're not suffering and you're getting pleasures, that's why I always say, on Rosh Hashanah was nechtam for a person. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, it's nechtam. How much pleasure you're going to receive and how much pain you're going to receive. Mitzvah Hashem, you're going to get married, right? And you're going to get upset at your wife. Why are you getting upset at your wife? Because you came home and things didn't work out the way you wanted them to work out when you came home and you got frustrated. Your frustration was supposed to be, the Chafetz Chaim says that. The Chafetz Chaim says that when it comes to money, people try to save money on tzedakah, or they want to save money on payment for Torah. They want to save money. Hashem isn't lacking ways to have you get a ticket and then you'll pay that way. Hashem isn't lacking ways for you to pay money elsewhere. A person is always in a matzav. He's always in a situation. Each and every one of us is always in a situation where, and it's hard. The tzaddikim live like this. Tzaddikim are living like this constantly, so they're all chilled out. Why are they chilled out? They're chilled out. Malashin noyach. They're chilled out. Vinocha. That's why I wanted Avi to sing Nachi. Very good. It's true. You're double. Because Nachi has double. Nachi's going to like this shir a lot. Nachi maybe will name it. He'll get excited. Menachem Nachem. Because Nachi's both names are Nach. What does Nach stand for? Nun Ches. Neros. Chanukah. What does that mean? Chanukah. What's Chanukah? Chanukah is Melashen what? Melashen Chain. Who do people like? What do you like? What's the chain of somebody? When someone is nach, when someone has nach, when he has serenity, when he has, he's chilled, not chilled in an external way. When he has menucha, well, what's that menucha? Beharis, that's what I said over here. That let me see Hashem in everything, let me know that all that happens to me is from Hashem. Nothing is a coincidence, yeah? Exactly, correct. Neiros Chanukah. It's the same thing. No, sorry that I didn't speak it out. Nach and Chain, Neiros Chanukah is the same thing. Why? What's the pshat? Because when a person realizes, that's the Ha'er Einenu B'Torotecha, that I want to have light in my life. What does that mean, I want to have light? What does that mean, I want things to be light for me? I want to be to see that everything is from Hashem. They say that the ultimate menucha that a person has, the Neiris Chanukah, there's a certain Amir Tashem, I challenge everybody to this. When you'll sit by the candles and you'll look at the candles, if you look at it, however you're going to look at it, there's a certain, I get this, I don't want to say every year, but I'm telling you to try this out. There's a certain menuchas hanefesh that you'll get by looking at the candles. And I believe that we're looking at the candle. Tomorrow night is just looking at the candle, by looking at that R. And I think that part of that menucha is once a person realizes that everything that I'm going through, everything that I've gone through, everything that I have, that's the ner, that's the irony of how it's connected to ner Elokim nishmas Adam. That everyone, I said last night, someone asked me, what do you mean, the neshama, you have a piece of Hashem inside? We don't say this enough. Elokai neshama shenasata bi tohirihi. Each and every one of us has ner Elokim. We have a piece of Hashem, to the point where it's brought down from Al Sifrei Kabbalah. I'll get to you in a second label. There's a certain thing that they ask in Al Pi Kabbalah. They talk about how do you daven when you're davening in a certain way to yourself. Right? The Balatanya, I don't know if he talks, I know in what?
I haven't seen it.
But that concept, because you have a chelek alakami mal, we are all part of Hashem, mamish. Mm-hmm. We're literally have a piece of godliness inside of us. And the irony is, this is the knech that I want to share. The menucha that a person gets, the menucha, and if you guys think that you can't get it now at your age, I'm telling you, I don't want to say you're wrong, because that's not nice to say. So I'll say it in a better way. You're able to tap in to that menucha and that nach, that neiris chanukah, and v'ha'ir einenu b'sarasecha. Believe it or not, you're able to tap in to that, especially Menachem Nachem, that's your name. Menachem Nachem. So someone's going to say, but Rabbi, you don't know, Rabbi, you don't know how big of a turmoil my insides are. And what's my answer to that? Could be, I don't know the turmoil of your insides. But Hashem knows the turmoil of your insides. And not only does Hashem know the turmoil of your insides, Hashem is the one who gave you your inside turmoil. So does that mean that you don't need a therapist? No. Does that mean that you don't need to talk about it? No, that's not what I'm saying. But one of the things that we underestimate is that the menucha of a person, I heard this once, and then I want to hear from everybody here. I heard this great line once, and it was like, letting go, once you let go, you're fine. Letting go, and letting go, whether it's of your future, right? They say if you want terror, get a future. All terror and anxiety is in the future. It's all in the future. You want nervousness? Talk about the future. Future. And they say that letting go, once you let go, is good. You're good. You can let go. It's getting to the point where you're going. It's right before you let go. It's right before a person lets go. And he says, you know what? Hashem gave this to me. Hashem, v'ha'er einenu b'sarasecha. Give me, Hashem, when I look at the Hanukkah candles, when I see that light, I want to see that we'll just do it simple, and then I want to hear from all of you. What my father, what my mother, what my family, what my struggles, what my fears, what my anxieties, what my whatever you might say, it's all your Hanukkah, it's all your menorah. That's all your menorah. Your menorah is that guf, right? Hanukkah is a day of neshama. It's days of neshama. Ner Elokim nishmas Adam. Your menorah is your body, and the candle is your soul. It means that you were I've said this many, many times to everyone here. Your parents are from your soul. They're not from your body. Your surroundings are from your soul. Your anxiety is from your soul. Your challenges are from your neshama. It's all from the neshama. That's what directs each and every one of us. It's the Hashem part of us that directs us to struggle whatever it is that we struggle. And the second I have that clarity and I say, wait one second. This is much bigger than me. My taivas, my desires are from Hashem. My laziness is from Hashem. I thought about this the other day. They say, Isha yiras Hashem. They say, Isha, when it comes to fighting the taiva of Isha, there's only one way to fight the taiva of Isha, yiras Hashem. That's what they say. That's what the tzaddikim say. I thought of this the other day. I think it's fresh because I don't think I ever said this. It was so clear to me. I said, Isha, yiras Hashem. God, people struggle with taivas. Isha, yiras Hashem. Which means, where do you have that taiva from? Is from Hashem, yiras Hashem. That can bring you yiras Hashem. That could bring you yiras Hashem. Why is the Torah called Isha? Why does the tzaddikim tell us the more bigger bal taiva you are, that means you have more shaychus to Torah and to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chelech loy raisa. So what happens? The Yetzer Hara gets us down and says, I have so much anxiety. I have so much taiva. I'm such a wreck. And what does the other side say? The other side says, V'hare neinu b'sara secha. Wow. That's actually the greatest light that Hashem is communicating to me. Question, comments.
So a guy who's very futuristic has a lot of anxiety?
Yes.
How does Rebbe manage that? Rebbe's futuristic part is his top five.
So that's a great question. I've suffered from anxiety before they even called it anxiety. In my day, it was called neurosis, which is a very nice way of saying you're anxious. Now we say you're anxious, but a neurosis, right? My father's a Holocaust survivor, right? So it's generational. Also, anyone from the Holocaust, anyone whose grandparents are from the Holocaust or has great-grandparents from the Holocaust, there's extra futuristic, if you know what I mean, in there. And I'll tell you the truth. I connected a lot to Hashem. That's why I'm saying over what I said. That's why I'm the one who wrote this thing over here to say that when you realize that Ma yaseh li adam, right? I'm the one who said to put on the sweatshirts, know Hashem, k'no Hashem, have no fear. Because anxiety is fear. It's fear. But when you know Hashem and you bring Hashem into your life, one of the gifts of my personal neurosis, I'll call it neurosis, right? Maybe that's the new word we got to bring, because anxiety already is like too vague of a word, right? Your neurosis and your nervousness and your whatever you want to call it, your fears are all from Hashem. What are you going to do once you bring Hashem in there? The game is over. The game is over once you bring Hashem in. Once you bring Hashem in, once you're learning Torah and you bring Hashem, I guarantee anybody, you open up a Mishnah, you open up a Chumash, you open up a Gemara, and you say, Hashem, I want this to give me more understanding of myself. I want this to make me connected to myself, to the Jewish people, to Hashem. It's incredible. It's incredible how it works. And that's Chanukah, because Chanukah is Chen, is the Noch, is Menachem Nochem, is you begin to say, wow, actually, what would happen if I brought all of my problems and brought Hashem into that, and Hashem illuminated all of my problems? What would happen? What would happen? So to answer your question, Shua, that's one of the ways to let go. That's why they always say, let go. What's the line? Let go, let God? Right? I say, you don't even need to let God. Just let go. Just let go. That's the hard part. Once you let go, you don't need to let God. Once you let go, the way to let go is with Hashem. Especially us. Especially us. What are you doing in yeshiva? Why are you in yeshiva? What are you doing in yeshiva? Why is everybody here in yeshiva? Why are we in Eretz Yisrael? Why are we in the holiest place in the world? For what? For what? To connect Hashem. And to bring Hashem into our life. And the hardest place, that's why they say it's the only mitzvah. They say it's a funny mitzvah that you dafka light. You light low on the ground, close to the ground. Because where is the Shekhinah? It's the darkest time of the year. It's the darkest time. It's the end of the month. The end of the month, beginning of the month. Yom Tov is usually the middle of the month. That's the Sukkot and Pesach, or the middle of the month. This is the darkest, darkest time of the year. Because if you could bring Hashem into this, you could bring Hashem into anything. If you could bring Hashem into your shame, I'm not saying your guilt. You could bring Hashem into your shame. You could bring, if you've hurt people, and you could bring Hashem into that. If you feel that there's something wrong with you, if you feel that you're different, and you could bring Hashem into there, then that'll blast everything. Okay, go. Yes. Label, you had a question or a comment? Or it's way, way back. The what?
Yiddish naches more. What are we going to do with that?
That what? One more time.
That Yiddish naches more. Naches more.
Nice. I already have a pshat. Because more is bitter. Mar is bitter. So in the area that you think is mar, is bitter, if you tap in and you bring Hashem into the mar, then that's nach. You'll have smenucha. Gotcha. Go next. Give me another one. I just did it right. His question was Hamish. Yeah, a Hamish question gets a Hamish answer. Exactly. Chanoch. That's what they say. That's what Chanukah is. Go, let's go. Let's go. Ask questions. Was that good label? That was good. Yes. Shlomi.
How do you bring God into
it? Beautiful. Beautiful. You look at the Chana, you look at the candles. You light tomorrow night. You light that candle tomorrow night, Shlomi, and you sit there. It's nice to be with a crowd. If you're able to take your candle and bring it quietly, or when the crowd leaves, and you sit there and you look, and you look. I'm telling you, this is going to sound crazy. When I look at the candle, I'm looking forward, no pun intended, for looking at the candle tomorrow night, if I get a chance. Hopefully, I'll have a chance with the family, with different things. You know, it's easier when you're a bacher. You could sit there and do your holy avoida. Sometimes when you're married, your holy avoida is to help your wife and, you know, play dreidel with your kids. But the point is that if you're able to look at that candle and flicker, and you look, you might get a little like nervous because you start seeing things and feeling things, and Hashem is there. Hashem is in there. He's in the Aragonas. He's there. Hashem is in, just like Hashem's in the Torah. Just like Hashem is in the Torah. Oh, I don't see Hashem in the Torah. So you got to look harder. You got to look. Got to look. Got to look harder. People want to say, people already want to give up. They want to say like, I'm out. I tried Gemara. I tried Chumash. I tried Torah. I've been burnt. I've been hurt. And I'm not judging anybody. I promise. You know me. I'm not judging anyone. Especially with Binyamin and Ari keeping me on my right and my left. Mamish, I'm not judging with this holy yeshiva. You guys help me not to judge anybody. I mean that. You've taught me to be more loving and more accepting and not to judge. I always try to work on that. But for sure, not to judge anybody. I'm not judging. We need to look for Hashem more. We need to look for Hashem more because Hashem, right? That's that story with that kid who ran to his father and said, "Tati, we're playing hide and seek." Right? Again, don't try this at home. But the kid came to the father and says, "Tati, we're playing hide and seek, and nobody was looking for me." And he says, "How do you think Hashem feels?" Like I said, don't try that at home. Right? That's not so empathic, but it's a great point. It's a great point. The point is that we have to look for Hashem. We have to find Hashem in Chumash. So what that I had a bad experience in Judaism. I don't mean to say that so what with a lack of empathy. I'm saying, yeah, anything chashuv, anything beautiful takes so much depth and time And that those are where your answers are. Hashem can answer everything for you. Hashem mamish. So Shlomi, you're asking, so what do I do? Ask. Ma tevakesh. What did it say? Lamar. Who told me this? That I said over this pshat? Oh, my son was telling me. That it says Lamar, but I think last week's parsha. Yeah, last week's parsha. That says, they asked, what Lamar? He says, ma tevakesh. I forgot, I don't have the chumash in front of me. Tevakesh. Bikush. It says, they were mavakesh. We're going to talk about this, maybe Mitzvah Shem tomorrow. I speak about the fact that it says, what's the Lushan? Bikshu, they, what does it say? They looked, batku, v'loy matzu ella pacher echad. That's what the Gemara says. I think that's the Lushan. I haven't seen the Gemara but in this year yet. But that's what I think the Lushan, if you look up the Gemara in Shabbos, says, batku, you guys were learned to label, you just learned, you're learning the Gemara. Batku v'loy matzu. Batku v'loy matzu. Batku, you have to search. You have to search. You have to check for it. You have to look for Hashem. And you'll find him. You'll find him. You will find him. I guarantee you'll find him. So you guys are going to say, but I looked and I didn't find him. It takes time. It really takes time. So I like that. Binyamin, what's your question? What's your question? If you didn't find them. So I like the question, but something bothers me about the question. Not bothers me in that way, like in a good way. Not that you're bothering me. It's, let's talk that out. So Binyamin's asking, let's talk this out. Binyamin's asking, so I understand, you're saying that you have to search and it takes time and it takes effort and sometimes you don't always see him and it's hard, etc. But but it says in the Torah, Kikarei ve'lecha hadavar ma'id. It says it's very close to you. So how could it be close if it's hard? Is that what you're saying? So yeah, what do you guys say? Let's talk that out. I don't have a good answer right away. I could answer it.
What's the question for me again?
Binyamin's saying, so if it's so close, why is it so hard? Why is it so hard? Why does it sometimes take time? Is that what you're asking? Why does it sometimes take time? Why is... It's not that what I'm saying. We know it. We know it's true what I'm saying. It's not... Right? We know that we... We know... Stam, it could be Stam you're asking a question. That we know. Nachi's already saying we know they're both true. We know they're both true. It's not a stira. We just want to. Oh, Rabbi Zaret. Oh, Rabbi Zaret has his hand up. Rabbi Zaret. Okay, can I just? I just want to chazer over the question because when you chazer over the question, we'll get. It's not about giving the answer. Again, it's we have to search for Hashem, and there's deeper levels, and we search, and we go, and I want Hashem into my life. And the Chanukah Neiris will help me realize that everything is from Hashem. But Binyamin's asking, but kikaro ve'lecha davar mod. I just got the answer, but go right. I just answered it through the kasha. I think you heard the answer already.
The answer is that you might think that searching means I have to go over there.
Exactly,
right.
That's a
this country,
that right. Beautiful.
It's inside of you that you have to search.
Right. Beautiful.
Right.
Beautiful. Beautiful. I want to say, I was thinking on those lines, Rabbi Zaret. I was thinking on those lines a little bit. Binyamin, thank you for being ma'orer. Like, you know, it's like we're going to read it. We read it all around Hanukkah time. We're going to read it during Hanukkah. We're not going to do Hanukkah. But when it says that Yosef revealed himself to his brothers, so the brothers, right, what happened? This is the famous thing. The Medrash says, Oy lanu mi'oy madin. I'm not going to go on that path. Don't worry, guys. Oy lanu mi'oy madin. Oy lanu mi'oy. The Medrash says, is that what's going to happen after 102? Actually, I will go with that. What does it say? Well, not where you think I'm going. What does that mean? It means that Yosef revealed himself to his brothers. We're getting a little bit ahead For anyone who doesn't remember it, the story ends up that Yosef reveals himself to his brothers and says, Ani Yosef Ha'oid Avichai, right? I'm sorry. So what happens? Well, listen. Okay, right, I know, I messed up the, I told you the end. But let's go with this for a second. That's, right, I ruined the whole thing. But what happens? Yosef HaTzadik, once I'm saying it, let me say the whole thing. Yosef HaTzadik was the same Yosef HaTzadik in front of them the entire time when they were like, this man is our problem. This man is the exact opposite of what we came to Mitzrayim for. What did we come to Mitzrayim for? To find Yosef. And he's the one who's preventing us from finding Yosef. We're the one who's in trouble. Meanwhile, Kikara Velecha Hadavar Ma'id. Who's the man that they think is their biggest problem? And we talk Yosef HaTzadik is Keneged Chanukah. Because that's exactly the point. The point, like Rabbi Zared is saying, is that yes, it might be hard. It might be hard to find the shidduch. I might have to daven and cry. And I think the shidduch, I got to go travel, right? Me'ever layam, and I got to get a shidduch resume, and I got to go here and I got to there. Meanwhile, the girl is. What's that story someone once told me? He said he davened. He davened to Hashem. Someone just told me this recently. It's a great story. He davened to Hashem on Rosh Hashanah that I wish my wife could be with me. He didn't say I want to get married. He said something like, I wish my wife would be with me next year, this time, something like that. And he didn't get married that year. And it came out after he got married that he realized he davened in a place that next Rosh Hashanah, that his wife, before they met, was actually in the women's section. So Hashem answered his Sheila, just he didn't say, I want to get married. He says, I want my wife to be here with me. Right? So be careful what you daven for. Right? But what's the pshat? Ki karav elecha davar ma'id means, you are a big, let's go with this. Let's go with that. I was just talking to Eric, the guys who know Eric, great guy. I was talking to him today. He was magdir, it's so, so good. He said it's so, so good. We talk about it. I said we talk about this all the time. Mr. Shemuel, I have him here to explain this. It was so good. He said like this. He says, when you're a baby, Hashem, help me explain this well. It was so good. He says, when you're a baby, your father and mother go in the other room and you cry and you say, Oyvei, they left me. Then what happens? You're abandoned. Abandoned. Then what happens? Your parents come back, so you're like, I'm okay. Then what happens? Then you go to school. Something happens, and your friend abandons you. And then what happens? You're like, oh, okay, I got another friend. Or he comes and he apologizes. Then another thing happens to you in life, and people hurt you, whatever it is, and you learn, like, I could deal with it. It's okay. It's not so bad. I could deal with it. Right? When you're a little kid, it's like, oh my gosh. But then your parents drop you off to go to the, I used to have separation anxiety. I don't know if anybody had separation anxiety. It's one of the scariest feelings. I didn't know I had it because I'm from the previous generation than you guys, where no one cared to talk about these things. But I remember I discovered, I'm like, oh my gosh, that's what I had. When my parents would drop me off at the doctor's, I'd be scared that nobody would pick me up. Or if your parents were late for picking you up for school. And then what happens? They come back and they're okay. Now what happens? You go to drugs, you go to alcohol, you go to pornography, you go to escape. And what happens? When you're 12 years old, 11 years old, 9 years old, 8 years old, 15 years old, whenever you started, whatever it is that you started, so you don't cope with it properly. You don't cope with it. There's a shtickl no Mike Monday conversation. You don't cope with it properly. And what happens is, you never realize that it's going to be okay. You're going to be okay. You can handle it. So you're sort of frozen, like Avi saying yesterday. You're frozen as a 4-year-old, as a 7-year-old, as a 15-year-old, and you think that you can't handle it. I can't handle, and I don't know what's going to happen. The results of all the stuff, I don't know if I'm going to be okay. And you never really learn to deal with it. Okay, I know I just said a lot, and what does that have to do with anything? I have no idea, but I know I'll tell you what I was thinking, because sometimes you think that you have this big, big problem in your life. That's, I knew I was going with this. Sometimes you have this big, big problem in your life, and you think that I don't have an answer to the problem, and the only way I haven't answered the problem is the way I've been answering the problem since I'm 4 years old, since I'm 10 years old, since I'm a teenager, and you never really are dealing with whatever you have to deal. The second you bring Hashem in there, and you say, Hashem wants this for me to help me develop more. What could that be? Could we imagine if that's true? Could it be that my biggest nightmare and my biggest thing that I think is my biggest shame that I have, the biggest taiva, speak to anybody who's been through recovery, or anyone who's been through real pain and real suffering and real challenges. And we're young over here. You guys are young. But you realize that that exact problem was really, once I learned to bring R into that, ki karo velecha hadavar ma'od. That thing that I think is my enemy, what does they say? Umimena. Es Yaakov, es tsara hi li Yaakov. There's tsara for Jacob, for the Jewish people. Umimena yivasheya. From the tsara, it's perfect for Hanukkah. Tsara are the same letters as tsoyhar. Tsoyhar is tasilateva, is a light. That very thing that you think is your darkness is actually that very thing. You know why? Because you bring Hashem. Because you bring Hashem inside. You bring Hashem. Kikarov elecha davar mod. Okay, Shruli, we'll end off with you. It's 6:31, 6:13. Chavetz Chaim Nesanel, get on it, please, if you don't mind. If you don't mind,
it's okay. Binyamin and
Rabbi Zahra. Oh, Shlomi is, yeah.
You said, Shlomi was like, how do you find Hashem? And you were
right.
Like, and you were like, by just doing what you think you need to do.
I thought I was saying like searching and work and going.
And you open a Gemara, open a Shnayas, or do Chesed or whatever. And then someone who has trouble believing in Hashem, doing the same thing, and they're still doing the same thing. Forgive me, I'm not so good at explaining my thoughts, but...
No problem.
I think it touches a little bit on when Aryeh Weiss was here, what he was saying. He was basically like, he said like, authentically pretend, right?
Right, right.
And so that's basically saying like, if you're doing something but it's really like not genuine, it doesn't really matter, because you might as well be doing it genuinely. So that is also what you were saying to Binyamin's question about
nice
finding
nice
God,
nice
is
nice
is not about like
nice.
Going out and,
nice.
And doing it, it's
nice.
Just about doing what
beautiful
what you
I like
about Shlomi's answer, huh?
Beautiful. No, I think I got you. What Shruli I think is saying is that that's what happens when you let go. When you let go, remind me to continue this tomorrow because it's already late on this Shruli's point. We could talk after this year. Letting go, people think you have to work on it. That's why I say working smarter versus working harder. People think you have to work on it when sometimes you just have to let it go. And it's just letting. Ari said yesterday, who was that from with the up Sharon? Whose pshat was that? Rabbi Reis's pshat? Right, that he said that when you give an up Sharon to a child, and the child now has payas, you didn't create the payas. His payas were there the whole time. So a lot of times we think, where is Hashem? Oh, I gotta travel, I gotta this. I could search, I could yearn, I could listen to a song. Someone was telling me the other day they did one of the guys here. I was mamish, I was blown away. This is what he told me. He said he was going through a hard time. He went to do a little hispoidetus. He went out by himself and he like cried to Hashem in a deep way and just said, Hashem, I need you to help me, help me, help me, help me. And he just like really just like let himself go. He didn't say, I got to work on myself. I got to change myself. Hashem, I need you to hold me and help me. And he said, something happened. That's what he told me. He said, something happened. Something happened to him. I've heard this many times from, I know my own thing. Sometimes we want the answer to be this. We want the answer to be that. Sometimes the answer just is, Hashem, help me. Hashem, help me. Hashem, help me. And that is the answer. The problem is the answer. The problem.
Of putting what I was saying is would be like everyone wants to like say like, oh, I want to do this to become that person.
Right, exactly.
So it's like if you do that for a day, you are that person for that day.
Correct, exactly. Exactly. You're already there.
You are that person.
Correct, correct. You're already there. Beautiful.
Just whether you're doing it
beautiful.
Because it's you.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Hashem should help us all. Oh, sorry. Go in the sunnel. Thank you, Shirley. Thank you, Shirley. Thank you.
Financial harm or shame. There is a very common mistake of which people are not aware. It is forbidden to talk negatively about a Jewish doctor. However, if someone asks you specific information about a doctor because they are interested in using that doctor for themselves or their children, then all conditions of Teyeles must be met, which we will learn later on in our session.
Thank you. Thank you.